we fire it up. It's the one and only Wednesdays with W. Good morning, sir.
Hotline, hotline.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I know, right?
Stuck in my head.
Catchy.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Good morning, Texas.
Good morning.
It's a rainy day in the Lone Star State.
It is indeed. Cold. Yeah.
It's so cold. I'm kidding. I don't start that again.
No,
I think
what the how cold is it?
No, I think that KB, I think that joke is thawed out.
Oh, harsh.
maybe.
All right. Do you know
but man, you know, just think this time next week when we have Wednesdays at W, it's the election's going to be
over.
We're probably still going on. I mean, who are we kidding?
I mean, it's 2020, right?
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But what about this week?
Well, I mean, a lot going on. Hey, we got a new Supreme Court justice. That's a big deal. That's a story.
That's true.
We do.
Yep.
Amy Comey Barrett.
Confirmed. I got to do that a couple times.
Yes, you did.
So you probably have the inside track, and you probably know what do they wear under those robes.
You wanted to ask that. Come on, W.
I do know a lot about the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
In fact, In fact, it's the most mysterious of the three branches of government, I got to say. You know?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you got these people, they come out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
They're grilled for 2 weeks on live TV.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's scandalous. You remember the 80s, anybody?
But, right.
Then we never see those people after that. I mean,
well,
you know.
Yeah.
Most people can't even name more than a few.
I do know, guys,
I know it's always tough being the rookie.
The rookie.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to say that I do have something prepared here.
Okay.
Here we go.
You were saying you did.
It is the things you'll soon find out when you become a new Supreme Court justice. That's right. It's a Tuesday top 10,
what?
As you call it.
Oh, wow.
On a Wednesday with W.
Wow.
That's right.
You have a top 10.
We are, as you call it, we are cross-pollinating right now.
No, cross-promoting. Right. Cross-promoting. That's not
close enough, but you're breaking my momentum, son. Okay,
I'm sorry. All right.
Here are some non-partisan secrets I was told when you become the rookie on the Supreme Court. W. Singer, please.
Number 10.
Oh, look at that.
That's right. Number 10.
Wow.
When you're a rookie on the Supreme Court, it's tough.
Yeah.
Like, you got to rent a robe until the custom tailor one comes in.
Hey!
Number nine.
Number nine. Wow.
Yeah, it stinks when you're the rookie. Yeah, immediately, you're stuck with the worst equipment in the Supreme Court weight room. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
You wouldn't think that.
Thank you. Yeah, number eight, tough thing about being a Supreme Court rookie.
I love this.
You're automatically the one that has to go to the liquor store on Fridays to cash in everybody's paycheck. That can be tough.
You wouldn't think so.
Number seven thing as being a rookie on the court, you're forced to sell, now that's what I call Supreme Court CDs at the lobby table during their intermissions.
Intermission?
You gotta make some money somehow.
Okay.
Turns out like a regular court.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
It's cool.
With sour cream and diced tomatoes. That's what makes it supreme. Yeah.
Supreme Court.
Number five.
Nice.
When you're a Supreme Court Justice, you find out pretty quick you have a really bad, oddly, 401k and retirement plan.
Really?
That's why they stay on there so long. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, sadly, when you're a rookie, it's going to be years before they allow you to weigh on the big topics, the big cases.
Oh, okay.
Like whether or not things will float or not.
Whoa! How about that?
You gave us a shameless
plug. So I can do it, too.
Yeah, there it is. Thursday's at 8.
Plug here. What number are we at? I don't count.
Number three.
Our future deadlock decisions will be decided by tie-breaking dance-off in Sundance Square.
I like
about
that one.
How
about that one? Number two.
Number two. You might finally get to meet Judge Judy. I don't.
Oh, okay.
And then,
that's fine. Number one. Sir.
Oh, yeah, there's 10, aren't there?
Yes. Number one. Here's the drum roll. Number one.
Oops.
Uh-oh. You don't have one? Uh-oh.
Any ideas?
And maybe we find out what they actually do wear under that robe.
I do know that one. Yes,
Number one.
Thank you.
Okay.
The number one thing about being a rookie on the Supreme Court that's tough.
Okay.
Boxers or briefs? Of course they wear briefs. They're legal people. They love briefs. Here we go.
Well done.
How about that? That's nice. Right. Cross-pollinating. Nice.
Promoting. That's it.
Either this or I was going to do a Will It Float with W, so I figured, you know, here we go.
Well, we'd love that, too.
We'll talk to you next week after the election that will still not be over.
There he
God
is.
God bless Texas.
Wednesdays with W. And it's up to
waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.